All right, we'll wait for our technology to catch up with us a little bit here. Oops, I forgot my little piece of paper. Yes, our next presenter is Dr. Wenjian Wan, I'm presuming is how you pronounce the last, and she's currently with the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition at the Food and Drug Administration, but the work that she's presenting today is from her time at the USDA, where she was working with the Healthy Eating Index and the My Pyramid Tracker and other similar sorts of programs. She is a doctorally prepared nutrition and public health person from Oregon State and is going to be presenting for us today the dietary quality of older Americans in the 1994 to 96 and the 2001-2002 as measured by the Healthy Eating Index in 2005. So, Dr. Wan.
Good morning. I want to thank you for this opportunity that I can tell you a little bit about the new Healthy Eating Index. We call it HEI 2005 because it's based on the 2005 Dietary Guideline for Americans. We have no financial relationship to disclose. We're a government agency. Can you hear me? Oh, sure. I'm sorry. The next slide shows the big picture. We start with the nutrition science that is reflecting the Institute of Medicine, the Dietary Reference Intake, the DRIs. Next, the 2005 Dietary Guideline Advisory Committee rely on the DRIs as they work to develop their recommendation that promote health and reduce risk of chronic disease. The committee report, which is the blue, is the basis of the 2005 Dietary Guideline for American, which is the current federal nutrition policy. My pyramid is the USDA food guidance system that gives quantitative food-based recommendation for complying with the dietary guideline and meeting the DRIs, the dietary reference intakes. Finally, the main purpose of the HEI 2005 is to measure the compliance with the 2005 dietary guideline using the quantitative recommendation following the My Pyramid and the Dietary Guideline for Americans.
We're not quite connecting here.
Can you hear me?
Is that better now? I'm not sure how else it looks like. Can you move it that way? No, actually.
Closer, farmer. Like, is it better now?
Yeah. Okay, great. It's hard to tell.
Okay. Next, we will take a look at the HEI scoring standards. In the original HEI, each of the 10 components has had a maximum score of 10 points, with a total score of a total possible score of 100. In the new HEI 2005, the same is true for the food group components, except for fruit, vegetable, and grain. Each have two components that gets 5 points each. For the total fruit, for the fruit components, there's the total and the whole fruit. Whole fruit definition is any form of fruit that's not other than juice. The vegetable component has the total vegetable, and we also emphasize on the subgroup component, which is the dark green, orange, vegetable, and legumes. For the grain components, we'll have total grains and whole grain, which is the nutrient-dense form of the grains. Milk, meat and beans, and oil also have maximum of score of 10. So do the first two moderation components, the saturated fat and sodium. The third moderation component, calorie from solid fat, alcoholic beverages, and added sugars. We use the short name of SOFAs. The phonetically sounds like SOFA, like the SOFA there. People sitting around related to the sofas, which is weighted twice as heavily as the others because we feel we need to emphasize our measure of overconsumption, given the rising rate of obesity in the U.S. The new HEI 2005 still has a total summation score of maximum of 100 possible points, but most application of it will benefit from considering the HEI to be a profile of individual component scores. CNPP monitoring the total score as well as the component score, And we recommend that they be considered individually when the HAI is used for other purposes as well, such as the program evaluation and monitoring, which has been presented and will be presented in this session. The development of an index involves not just the creation of its components, but also setting the standard against which to score dietary intake against. We're using a density approach this time, which is the intake amount per 1,000 calorie of calorie intake per 1,000 calorie of energy intake. We want the HEI to assess the quality of the mixture of food consumed. This approach is true to the intent of my pyramid, which is that recommendations should be met over time, not each every day. A major advantage of this approach is we don't have to estimate an individual's appropriate calorie intake level. So the objective of this study is to examine the change over time in dietary quality among adults age 65 and older, as measured by HEI 2005. We used two nationwide population survey data, the continuous survey of food intake by individual in 1994 and 1996, and the National Health and Nutrition Examiner Survey 2001-2002. We have around 2,300 data subjects from CSFI 1994-1996 and about 1,000 subjects from NHANES 2001-2002. We use SAS and Sudan to analyze the data based on the population ratio methods. The population ratio methods is being calculated as sum of the food or nutrient intake over sum of the total energy intake of a population of interest. The results show that the component score that are lowest away from maximum score are dark green, orange, vegetables, and legumes. I guess there's no mouse on here. Okay, is there some mouse? Oh, here we go. It's these particular, the dark green, orange, vegetables, and legume components, and the whole grain, milk and sodium components. Compared to 1994-1996, in 2001-2002, the HAI component score for total vegetable has significant decrease, and for oils and sodium has significant increase. The total HAI score in 2001-2002 has not significant difference compared to 1994-1996. Since the release of the HAI 2005, many comments we have received regarding the interpretation of the scoring in terms of meeting the standard due to the unequal weighting for each component. Therefore, this chart is another way to illustrate the average HEI component score expressed as percent of the maximum. As you can see, score for total food, total grain, and meat and beans remain at the highest score value since from 1994-1996 to 2001-2002. Significant differences at 0.05 level were improved for oil and sodium components, but has decreased significantly for total vegetables. In conclusion, diet quality of the elderly as measured by using HEI 2005 reflect the fact that some aspects of their diet has improved while others did not. Nutrition education efforts should be improving many aspects of their diet quality for older Americans. The detailed result will be presented. It will be available from CNPP's website. As you know, they are busy with Dietary Guideline 2010 committee member first meeting. So I was going to present you with a little outlet, but I don't have it with me. So eventually, in a couple of weeks, it will be available from CNPP's website, which is www.cnpp.usda.gov. So, any questions?
And we're moving